Hello, Saints. Todd here with SafeguardYourSoul.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are so blessed to have these moments together in the Word of God. And remember, Saints, there's nothing happening on God's planet that is even remotely as important as the work of the gospel and feeding the sheep of Jesus Christ, for whom He died to save, so that they can grow in grace, they can be edified, they can be equipped for the work of the ministry according to the scriptures. And let me just guarantee you this one thing: by the grace of God, this outreach will continue to unapologetically endeavor to preach the whole of the Word of God, regardless of who gets offended or not, in Jesus' name. And please remember that your prayers and support are vital to this operation. Thank you. Okay, Saints, the following here in just a moment is a message that was just prepared over the weekend, and now I'm recording this afterwards. We are seeing the work of God going forth as only He can do. You know, the scriptures, we can be reminded, and Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord." And so God is mightily using those that are bowed down in death and burial as He's raising them up to lead people to Jesus. In fact, Sister Cassandra just called with a dear lady named Miss Denise, who glorious, after about an hour and a half or so phone call of ministry time, the fabulous conversation and fellowship on a three-way call, Miss Denise repented and received Christ and was gloriously saved with weeping, and she asked Jesus to fill her with His Spirit and use her. What a magnificent thing God is doing. And during that conversation, we went over volumes of scripture. There was prayer said, and there was song sang to the glory of God. Okay, and after our dear sister, our new sister in Christ, Denise, was saved with tears and weeping at the hearing of the gospel, we also encouraged her and began to bring the Word of God for her now as a Christian, encouraging her that the Lord promised in Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 that He was going to do what? He was going to continue to perform that good work that He began in her tonight in saving her. It says in Philippians 1 6, "Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ." We also got her address, and we're going to drop her three of the ministry books, the Scripture Rich, Christ-Centered Ministry books, and she was encouraged to get into the King James Bible for herself each morning, awaking to seek God in prayer, in praise, and in the Word of God. And also, Saints, when we told her that we're going to mail her three of the ministry books, she broke down crying and saying she had been looking at the books and really wanted them, but didn't have the money for them, and was so blessed. And she's blessed because you, friends, you gave to the Lord, and you're giving to the Lord, and we're able to do this. I got to tell you, we've had numerous people over the last several years, and many recently, that say the same thing. They wish they could get a copy of maybe like the Moments with Our Master book, or the I Die Daily book, or any one of the Scripture Rich books on the ministry bookstore, but they just didn't have the money. And that's a big part of what your love offerings for the kingdom of Jesus Christ go to drop these books and King James Bibles to the people that are getting saved, and into people that are already saved or need to be saved in jail cells all over the country, Saints. Again, I can't say this enough. 1 Corinthians 3:9, we, that's you and I, are laborers together with God. Amen. And one of the things we spent ample time with Sister Denise on is the cross message and what it really means. The concept of us being dead and buried with Christ and raised up by Christ. We went through several scriptures on that regard, on that central gospel truth. And also, one of the books we're mailing her is the I Die Daily book. And so she's off to a great start. We do appreciate you praying for Constantine, for Helen, and for our new sister, Denise. Also, over the weekend, yesterday, it's only Monday now, a man named Mr. Constantine, the same thing, he repented and received Christ. During the time of ministry on Sunday morning, we do with a group and Sister Terry down there in Florida. Also, the day before that, Saturday, Sister Terry and another one of the ladies led a dear lady named Miss Helen to Jesus. I think I've lost count of all the people that have been saved over the last week or more. And also, what I just told you was only the last 3 days, and I'm losing memory on how many others were saved recently, but it was several others. And we see that where sin is abounding, grace is much more abounding. God is saving souls. The very reason why he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who said he has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. Also, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, came into the world to do what? To save sinners. And he is making good on that declaration as we see his hand saving souls, snatching them from sin and Satan and eternal damnation into his glorious eternal kingdom. And it's such a blessing that you and I, each one of us that are the body of Christ, the members of the body of Christ, are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Okay, saints, here's the message that was prepared over the weekend and is now being released. Check it out. Here it goes. Saints, let us be reminded in this very last hour before Jesus returns that according to Nehemiah 13:2, God is turning the curses into blessing. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Recently, as many of you know, I did a kingdom breaking little town rocked by the born again book. It's right there on the site, safeguardyoursoul.com. An elderly lady got right with God as a result of reading the Born Again book, which, by the way, is available. If you send me an email, I'll send you the PDF version. Many of you have the print copies already and are using them, and they're available on Amazon. You can look up my name, Todd Tomasella, and all the books will come up, including the Born Again book. We are drop shipping them. We are having people request them. We supply ministering disciples across the nation, and we are in need of supply, saints. God's working, and I want to be a part of this, and I hope you'll decide that, friend. Tens upon tens of thousands of people are receiving the Word of God through the outreach of Safeguard Your Soul each and every month through the numerous ways that we're putting it out there, not only in person and fellowships across the country that we're supplying and helping and serving, but also from the website, from the podcast category, which to date is over 263,000 downloads. The only reason why any of these things matter is that we are getting the Word of God. Every page on Safeguard Your Soul, every podcast is full of the Word of God, and that's the only reason why it matters. But the Great Commission has to do with teaching Jesus's teachings and his apostles' teaching, which he gave them to the people, the end of Matthew, also in the end of Mark. We are to preach the gospel to every creature. Also, at the end of Luke, we are to preach repentance. That's the foundational biblical scriptures on the Great Commission. The gospel is that which shines the divine light into the hearts of men to cause them to see their sin, repent, and be delivered from the god of this world, who is Satan, and who has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That's a picture of what we're dealing with, and we must shine the glorious light of the gospel of Jesus Christ into the darkened hearts of men. Yes, as was foretold, saints, the world is getting worse and darker by the day. And yet, God didn't instruct us to curse the darkness or to sit around and just watch everything collapse. No. Jesus said that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And then he said, occupy till I come. Luke chapter 19, verses 10 and 13.
He called us to be about the Father's business. Luke chapter 2, 49, I believe it is. So if we're following Christ, we are about the Father's and Christ's business. And I just went over that a minute ago. We must make him known through the preaching of his word, the teaching of his word, and calling men to repent. Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Okay, so he sent us to shine this glorious gospel light. That is the word of God. The entrance of his words giveth light. Psalm chapter 119, verse 130. We are to shine it into the darkness of this world, into the darkened hearts of men every way we can. This way, the light of divine truth and also the dark deeds of men and Satan are exposed by the light of God's truth. Matthew 5, 13 through 16, Jesus said, "Ye are the light of the world." I want you to take this personally today, my friend. You are the light of the world. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory. A city that is set on a hill. Picture being out in the desert and seeing afar off in the dark of night, a city afar off. Everyone can see it from afar off. That's what he's saying. That's the picture he's painting here. Ye are the light of the world. You're in a dark world, a desert, a world that needs the living water of Christ. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill. It's up, it's high and lifted up so all can see that light. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. It's apparent, it's seen by all, and we must be beacons of the light of Christ, you and I. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. They lift it up so it lights the whole room, right? Then he continues, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Simple illustration. You don't light a candle when all the electricity goes out and then cover the light by putting a lampshade or some kind of a covering over it, a bushel. Okay, so you put it up on a candlestick. You put it high in the main room of the house so it gives light as far as it can. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then he finishes, Jesus says in verse 16, Matthew 5, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. And I would say that one of the ways we can help shine the light is to fuel Christ's disciples. In fact, Jesus said that if we give so much as a cold glass of water to one of his disciples, that reward shall never cease to be given. Okay, Acts 6, 7 says, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Podcast. We drop a podcast each and every morning year round at 5 a.m. on the podcast platform. Again, there's over 263,000 downloads so far, and that number continues to grow by the hour. And also the operations of how we drop the King James Bibles and the ministry books, which are all scripture rich, into dark jail cells to inmates that are incarcerated. That's been a huge, amazing success. As many of you have read the letters from the J6ers, etc., we've been doing that for years. It would be amazing to have 20 supporters. We got about 7 right now, 7 supporters. And without them, none of this would be done. But with more, so much more can be done. And so I want you to go to the support page, safeguardyoursoul.com/support. It's never been easier to sign up. It takes seconds. You can give a one-time offering and or a monthly donation you can sign up for. And as we close, friends, let me remind you, in Luke 16, Jesus spoke about making friends of the mammon of unrighteousness and using the temporary mammon of this world to build eternal wealth. Luke chapter 16. God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Jesus is coming, saints. We, that's us, plural, are laborers together with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several, many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.